Hello, 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 podcast community. It's Swole Crates, and I'm back yet again with another podcast on this Friday, August 10th, 2018. I had told you guys yesterday that I was going to keep up with these mini podcast series, and I made a promise to myself that I would do one today, and I'm holding myself accountable, and I'm doing one today. So let's recap with what was yesterday's podcast. I basically talked about, while in the pursuit of your dreams or, you know, your dream business, your passion, and whatnot, you're going to hit some roadblocks, and that's normal. Your dream and the pursuit of it is not going to be all sunshine and rainbows, and that's okay, and you shouldn't expect it to be. And if you are, and if you think that it's what that it is what it's going to be, then you're wrong. Because each time you hit a roadblock, that means you have another challenge to overcome, and now that you've overcome that challenge, you can build a better you and a better business. And that is an accomplishment. You should reward yourself for that. So it's all about looking at challenges as building blocks towards a better you and a better business and better whatever you're trying to pursue. Somebody had listened to my podcast and reached out and said, "Hey, I think you're right. I like what you said. But how do I get in the mindset of thinking that way? How do I get in the mindset of taking a negative and making it into a positive?" And I thought that was a great question, because that's something that most of us don't do naturally. We get hit with a negative situation and we kind of dwell on it. And I believe it's something that you can learn. You can actually learn how to take a negative situation and make it positive if you just change the way that you think. And I do that by gaining perspective. I look at the world and I say, okay, I'm here right now. I'm pursuing my dream. I get hit with a roadblock, but it's not the end of the world. I could be in a much worse place. I could be in a war-torn country. I could be even on the southwest side of Chicago. I could even be dead. It's a beauty that I am faced with a roadblock while pursuing what I want to pursue. So I just gained perspective, and that should level you out. That should keep you at ground zero. You should be ready. You know, that should be your platform to moving forward, because you could be in a much worse place than hitting a roadblock while pursuing the thing that you love. So that's step number one. Step number two is rechanneling your energy. If you are hit with a negative thought and a negative emotion, I don't want you to, you know, a lot of these guys, a lot of these motivational speakers, I don't like that word, because motivational speakers, 9 times out of 10, have never actually built a business or helped others build a business. So I don't really like their fake, mentoring. Because when you listen to them, they're like, yeah, don't think negatively. Just cut that shit out. Well, it's impossible. You're going to think negatively. So what I challenge you to do, because I've gone through it, is when you get hit with a negative thought, combat it with one positive thought. Okay, how am I feeling? Example, how am I feeling right now? I feel stupid. Think of a situation or a scenario that made you feel smart, that you were faced with a challenge that was difficult and you had to figure it out. And you felt better about it. You felt smart, right? How do you feel? I feel weak, okay? I got beaten down in this situation, this scenario. Combat it with one instance where you felt really strong. You had to overcome some other obstacle, and you really needed to gain enough strength within you to overcome it, and you did it. So that's going to balance you out, bring you back to ground zero again, give you a platform to jump off of. And that's where we're going to be. And that's all about the right mindset into building a better you and a better business. And that is going to take a lot of practice and a good amount of time, because it's only natural for us to feel a negative emotion and dwell on it. So what I'm going to challenge you guys to do, and what I invite you guys to do, and what I want you to really, really focus on these next few days, is recognizing a situation that is in your way, right? So let's take a personal situation, right, where you're battling a sense of like insecurity, or you said something to somebody that you really didn't mean, and you know it's creating a lot of emotions that don't make you feel so good about yourself. I want you to gain perspective, think about how worse the situation could be, and then bring yourself back and saying, okay, but I'm here now, and then rechanneling that energy into, okay, I did this, how do I combat it to bring me back to zero? After that, you have a platform to jump off of, and then give yourself another positive thought. Okay, so now you're plus one. So we were negative one. We're going to balance ourselves out with another positive thought. We're going to be at zero, and then we're going to give ourselves another positive thought. So in business, let's say, you get hit with a roadblock. You know, you're pursuing your dream. Take my situation. I'm at my shop, right? I'm building this coffee company from the ground up. And I get hit with, you know, a scenario where my suppliers don't come through, whatever it is, food suppliers, coffee supplier, whatever. And I'm just like, damn it. You know, that really just throws a wrench in everything. I'm so pissed. How could I rely on this person? I'm so stupid. You know, I should have known. I should have prepared for it, yada, yada, yada. Look at all that energy that I'm using to dwell and to be upset, right? And I'm creating this negative aura and negative mindset around me. I'm gonna gain perspective and say, okay, I could be much worse. I could be dead. I could be this. I could be that. So it's going to bring me back to ground zero. I'm going to say, okay, I'm here right now. Even in the worst situation, I'm pursuing something that I love, and I'm just set back. Okay? So I gain perspective. Now I'm going to hit myself with a positive thought. Okay, hey, Alex, remember when you couldn't pull off this deal? When it was so hard for you to make this deal with, you know, this food service customer that really wanted something so specific and yada, 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 and you found a way to make it happen? Yeah, you did that. And I don't think anybody else could have done that. And you executed really well. So you can get over that. You can get over this the same way you got over that. Great. I'm at zero now. I'm at my base. I made my platform to jump off of. Okay, great. So I was in a negative position. I gained perspective. I grounded myself out. And I used a positive thought to counterbalance a negative one. Now I got to go forward plus one. So I'm going to use another situation where I felt beaten and bruised and broke down. Maybe I went through this before. And I said, hey, you've been through this before. You can get through it again. This is just one bad day on this long journey. We're going to get through it again. Now I'm plus one. And now I got to use that same momentum to keep moving forward. So I've just effectively changed my energy from negative to positive and moving it forward. So to my friend's point where he goes, how do you get into you know, that state of mind, it's all about gaining perspective and rechanneling energy. And those are, you know, two real simple things that you can apply tomorrow and get a feel for what you're capable of. So with that in mind, you know, like I said before, I don't want to keep these podcasts too long because I feel like they just get drowned. They get drowning. They are drowning. Both, I guess. And, you know, I want you guys to actually go out and apply what I'm saying, not just listen to me and be like, oh, well, this guy talks a lot. You know, go out and apply what I'm saying. So when you're feeling beaten down, pursuing a better you or a better business or a better whatever you're trying to do, remember to gain perspective, rechannel your energy, balance yourself out, have that platform to jump off of, and use that momentum to keep moving forward. Pursuing your dream isn't all sunshine and rainbows, and the way that you're going to get through it and you're going to keep on the track of getting what you're after is by gaining perspective and channeling your energy. Awesome. Great. That's it for today. I promise. You guys can reach out to me through Anchor, Insta, Twitter, whatever you want. At Swole Crates, let me know your thoughts, comments, feedback, and yeah, we will pick back up tomorrow on Saturday, August 11th. You guys have a great night and stay tuned. Peace out.